because without you, I can do nothing. But with you, I can do all things. I just want to say, my Father, thank you. Yes, I just want to say, my God. I just want to say, Ancient of Days, I thank you, oh Lord. I just want to say, my Father, thank you. Oh Lord, he just wants to say, our Father. We thank you, oh Lord. We just want to say, our Father, thank you. Please bear with me. Oh, Shubarere. Oh, Shubarere. Oh, Batari. Tari Shawara. Oh, Shubarere. These few days, we can sing it in our language. We can praise Him in our language. We can do anything. When you hear me singing in my language, you can sing in yours. Whatever I say, I don't want to be phonetically, grammatically correct, and be spiritually wrong. What the Lord sent me to deal with in these few days is not about technical correctness. It is about spiritual precision. What the Lord asked me to do in these few days, because I already saw that the enemy has been located and they are already fleeing from their hiding place, because heaven had already completed certain actions as we came in the midnight hour. So in these early morning hours, we have one more. Tonight, midnight, that is the last midnight before the church ever starts. 12 midnight on Friday. And we have Tuesday and Wednesday morning prayer sessions. And beloved, we are returning on Friday. If I'm not into detail about that, check the email and the WhatsApp that you've received. I to appeal to you, get off your quilt. If you are still dozing, get some cold water and sprinkle it on your eyes, and you are saved. Sleep. You are not permitted to divide me, to deter me, to hinder me from locating and having my total deliverance. This day, in the mighty name of Jesus, leave me and let me go. Leave me and let me go. Loose me and let me go. Loose me and let me go. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, loose me and let me go. Because today, I press my way into victory with the high praises of God in my mouth and a two-edged sword in my hand. I execute God's judgment that has been written upon every worker of iniquity, upon every altar of cruelty that is working or has worked at all against my life, against my destiny, in the mighty name of Jesus. Loose me and let me go. Oh, you sleep, loose me. And
God was on
subject on creation. It said, I created you to glorify me, including man. Beloved, the same God said anything that arrested your destiny, anything that held captive or held ransom, any one of us, they are to loose up and let us go. Israel was under captivity. Isaiah number 43. It begins to say, even in Babylon, where they were arrested, where they have been taken away captive, God said, I am yet coming to save you and rescue you. Here is the word of the Lord. But now, thus saith the Lord, your creator. Oh, Jacob, your creator. Oh, prevailer. And he who formed you, O Israel, as he mentioned Jacob and Israel, I see my name there. Because I was not created by anything else but God. He created me, he formed me. Beloved, he is my maker. He is my redeemer. He is my deliverer. He is the captain of his hope. He is the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. He is the God who is at work in me, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. He is the all-faithful God. He is the El Shaddai God. He is the one that rules and reigns in my affairs. He is the one who is for me, for you, for us. And not man is powerless to be against us. He is the God that is great on the inside of us. He is the one that has purchased us with a price. The one who has called us his own, the sheep of his pasture. He is the El Elyon, the El Shaddai, is the Prince of Peace, the Captain of the Host. He is the Almighty God. He is mightier than the son of many waters. In his presence, mountain man like water. And even beloved, this God, your God, my God, the valleys are removed. Water comes forth from the rock in his presence. Everything that says no, they bow to the name of Jesus. All things by divine commandment, compulsion. Beloved, Jesus said, everything that is created are subjected to him. And therefore, he calls you the work of his hand, the one that was formed by his purpose. I started last night, as the Lord spoke unto Joshua, the same word that is speaking to you now. When there were gang up, against Joshua, who was fighting to help the king of Gibeon. He was fighting against the Amalekites. And God laid a word. Gave him a word. He said, do not be afraid. I have given these multitudes of enemies in your hand. And not when the battle is over. None of them is going to stand. And he began to launch an attack. Started at the night. of one day in March to suddenly connect and locate the gathering point of the enemy. You don't get it. He found their eye out and he began to fight until he stood. God did not move. Until you move, the word of the Lord said in Matthew 12:11, the kingdom of God suffered violence and the violence taken by force. Until he took a star, God could not arise. I now understand that God needed man to rise for him to do something. So captivity can continue when man refuses to take their place. Oppression can continue until man do something. Beloved, that is why you will see a devil do something. You will see a Joshua said, we don't have what it takes, but our eyes are on you. And he said, don't be afraid, but Joshua, you will not need to fight in this battle. By this day, you will need to fight, but he said, position yourself for victory. For David, he said, come on, mighty man of war, pursue the enemy. You will overtake them and you will recover all 36 hours of intense warfare. He didn't come back empty. The same God who created you, created Jehoshaphat, he created David. The same God created Joshua that he said, I will fight. I have already closed the issue of the warfare with victory for you, but you must still embark on the journey and go and pursue the enemy, fight there. And he said, create that element of God. God is already fighting, because as soon as he started the warfare, beloved, God threw all confusion to the camp of the enemy. God released big stones, which is called hailstone. Yesterday or 2 days ago, they said they saw the full moon or some kind of description of the moon, taking the color very close to the earth, taking the color, and it was red. They saw it in Europe, in so many different places. They have a glimpse. And they even predict that the next one will be in year 1933 if they don't become gods. Elements of God that he created. Joshua said, cooperate with me. I am still fighting. The one is that they are not supposed to stand. By the time the battle is finished, I must be totally in possession of victory, which was already given to me. And beloved, the same war in this time of comeback, of our recovery, of our destiny, taking our life back, the word of the Lord said, but now, thus says the Lord, the creator of Eleanor, the creator of Anne this morning, the creator of Joshua. and the ear is the word of the Lord. Beloved, and it says, do not be afraid, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by my name. You are mine. I have called you by name. You are mine. I have called you by name. You are mine. You don't belong to satanic forces. You have been called by the name of the Lord. That name was above the name of the devil. That name was above any house of darkness. That name is above principalities and powers. That name is above every oppression of darkness. That name is above every territorial spirit. That name is above everything created, everything visible and invisible. Beloved, that name that you and I are called with, let my spirit understand it. Let my soul grasp it. Let everything in my body understand that I am not called just Elin Afolakemi Ajimati. I am called by the name of the creator of the universe. I belong to God. Beloved, so he said, you are called by his name. Beloved, who is speaking here? He said, thus saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, who said, he called you and I by his name. He called us by his name. That was the name that demons bowed down to. Death, disease, destruction, harassment, witchcraft, everything that is orchestrated under the heavens, on the earth, anything that is operated in the dark places of the earth, beloved, they are subjected to the name of Jesus. For a name has been given unto him. That is above every other name. Beloved, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee bows of those who are in heaven and on the earth and underneath the earth, in the three realms, the name of Jesus by which I am called, everything is subjected to him. Therefore, I know that before they called me Elin Oluwafolakemi Ajimati, the one who purchased me with a price, an incorruptible seed, the seed of his word, he called me his own, his precious possession. Beloved, it's your freedom from rejection. He owns you. And you are acceptable in the beloved. He is not just your creator, but your lover. He's not just your maker, but the one who owns you. You are not your own anymore. And you don't belong to the old place where we used to be. Therefore, you and I can walk in it in all pleasing, increasing in our knowledge of God, strengthened with all power, according to his glorious might, for the attaining of all steadfastness and patience, joyously, so that you and I will not trade our heritage in Christ because of ignorance, and allow the enemy to cheat us. Beloved, so Paul begins to speak in Colossians 1, you can read from verse 9. On your own, verse 12 says, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light, for he rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his dear Son, beloved, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sin. For he is the one who redeemed us and gave us, beloved, and all kingdom that says by the blood of redemption, beloved, I am a child of God, you are a child of God. So not just a creator, the blood has paved the way to buy me back, even when sin alienated me and made me to walk like, not like a child, but like a bastard. But the blood of Jesus redeemed me from that always and called me the own, his own, beloved, and he said, this same Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, both in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether they are thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. They were created to light up. They were not created to disobey him. They were created to obey him. He's before all things, and in him all things are held together. He is also head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he himself will come to our first place in everything, not in something, in everything. In everything, as long as the Lord, my Father, as long as you put breath in my nostrils, I will continue to praise you. I will continue to be thankful. All creation has been made to glorify him, to line up with him, and to him, beloved, the Bible says, for it was the Father's good pleasure for all the fullness dwell in it, and through him to reconcile all things to himself, having made peace through the blood of his cross. To him I say, whether things on earth or things in heaven, whatsoever they are, and although you were formerly alienated and also in mind, engaged in evil deeds, yet he has now reconciled you in his fleshly body to death in order to present you before him holy, blameless, and beyond reproach. Holy, blameless, and beyond reproach. Holy, blameless, and beyond reproach. Blessed God, beloved, is your maker, our redeemer, is the head of the body, he called us his own, his precious possession. They sent God to Christ, said he called us to be holy, blameless. He called us to be above reproach, that is beyond reproach. Beloved, this same God, in Christ Jesus, through his blood, has reconciled us to him. He has broken the wall of partition. Beloved, he has removed the veil. The veil has been removed. Because you are on this altar, you don't feel right. You feel that you're a child of God sometimes, and sometimes you think you are not. Because you have forgotten who you are. Not the one you see in the mirror of your house define you. It's what the word mirror said to you. It said, as we behold him, beloved, we are changed. As we behold him like in a mirror. As we behold him like in a mirror. As we behold him as in a mirror. We are changed. We are being transformed. We behold him with an unveiled face. Jesus said on the cross of Calvary, it is finished. Finish me, finished. Nothing to add to it and nothing to take away from it. He said it is finished. So the battle continues until you win completely. He said it is finished. The veil of the temple torn. So there is no barrier anymore. You don't need a middleman. You don't need a ladura somewhere. You don't need any celebrity somewhere. There is no magician that can go between you and God. A passageway to acknowledge who you are in him has been made. With unveiled face, beholding us in the mirror, the glory of the Lord, we are being transformed. Second Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. We are being transformed into His image with ever increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. And here, before we take that song again and we pray, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. He's talking prophetically to Isaiah. And beloved, He now did the work of redemption as Jesus went on that cross and settled every issue of animosity between you and God, me and God, by His own blood, the sacrifice and the sacrificial offering of God. Beloved, and the sacrifice became one to settle the ownership of your life and of my life. It said, do not fear. I have redeemed you. Don't be afraid. Before I learned to say sorry, He had forgiven the sin I have yet to acknowledge. And He said, I am called by His name. Beloved, He said, I own you. Any devil that come, I said they own you, they have just lied. Therefore, I stop there. I will return to Isaiah 43 in a few minutes. But I want us to take that two songs again. As we say to the Lord, let everything in creation, including me, worship you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. I will take a song now because I hear it. And then we will take Oshubarele. Oshubare is when you hold your two hands together and you are saluting. You are giving honor and respect to someone. To the invisible God who still held on the universe, including us together. He's invisible, His spirit, but yet we'll see tangible evidence that is God in the visible earth. That is what that song means. So sing with me, only are you Lord. All creation calls you God. Worthy is your name. We worship you. Whether you sing baritone or undertone, just God, we bow and worship you, Lord God. And God, we bow and worship you. Oh, Shabbat. Destiny rise in a tangible way. Shete. Endeke Kolibru Sosie. Endeke Kwaza. Endeke Keke Kwaza. Imekwa Asosie. Endeke Kelibru Kwaza. Endeke Kwaza. Ah! Ah! Onto Asa Zapando Kakwaza. Ella Keke Kwashite. Eso prondege kwazo, eso ike kwazo sia, illa prondege kustoso, eso prondege kustoso sia, ella kaku kustoso sia, illa bongru sosia, endava kostondele gahaya. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are praying. The word of the Lord says, awake, Isaiah 52:1. Awake, awake, clothe yourself in your strength. Oh, Zion. Zion is the city of the Lord. Clothe yourself in your beautiful garments. Oh, Jerusalem, the holy city for the uncircumcised and the unclean will no longer come into you. Shake yourself. The uncircumcised and the unclean, they are the power of Babylon. They are the power of Egypt. They are the arms of darkness. It says, shake yourself. Put on your beautiful garment. Don't cross your leg and do etcetera, etcetera. It said, it is time to fight everything that runs against you. It said they are not to pursue you anymore. Shake yourself from the dust. Rise up, all captive Jerusalem. Loose yourself from the chain around your neck. All captive daughter of Zion. So captivity could have continued. Even Daniel had not cried. The arms of darkness would have prevailed if nobody dare speak a word. And said, thus saith the Lord, you are sold for nothing, and you will be redeemed without money. You are sold for nothing. You will be redeemed without money. For thus says the Lord, my people went down and forth into Egypt to reside there. Then the Assyrian oppressed them without cause. Now, therefore, what do I have here? Declares the Lord. See that my people have been taken away without cause. Again, the Lord declares, those who rule over them all, and my name is continually blasphemed all day long, because they were under evil slave master. Therefore, the people shall know my name. Therefore, in that day, I am the one who is speaking. Here I am. All the lovely of the mountains and the feet of him who brings good news, who announces peace and brings good news of happiness, who announces salvation and says to Zion, your God reigns. Beloved, it takes a good news to come out. Beloved, but he said, they see your watchmen lift up their voices, they shout joyfully together, for they will see with their own eyes when the Lord restores Zion. Break forth, shout joyfully together, you west places of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. So when you see him talking about Jerusalem, he's talking about you because he dwelleth in us by his spirit. He said the work of our redemption is already done, but you've got to go and get yourself out. And know that he owns you, he redeemed you. It is illegal for you and for me to be entangled in any yoke of slavery and to be harassed and attacked or oppressed in any which way because the price has been paid. It is illegal for you and I to be held hostage, to be held in captivity of any sort, in any place, for the all of that place to take us without our will. Therefore, this morning, I want to say to you, lift up your voice, reiterate who you are in Christ, and you have said, I have been bought with a price by an incorruptible seed, the seed of the Word of God. I have been bought, I have been redeemed by the precious blood of the Lamb of God. Therefore, I belong to Christ. I speak unto everything created by God, unto man, unto things, unto the elements of the earth. I bring you in subjection to the word of the living God. Today, cooperate with God's word for my healing. Cooperate with God's word for my victory. Cooperate with God's word for my rescue. Cooperate with God's word for my release. Cooperate with the word of God for my release now, for my promotion, for my new song. I command you, cooperate. Cooperate with the word of the Lord. It's upon the custos and the quaso.
Do not fear.
I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not hold them back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name and whom I have created for my glory, whom I have formed, even whom I have made, I created them for my glory. So they are not permitted to be held hostage. They are not permitted to be arrested. Their destiny is not permitted to be under any satanic yoke. Instead, I will say, give them up. Release them. Let them go. They are not permitted to be under any satanic, even any demonic satanic operators. They are not permitted to be arrested on any demonic altar. God said, I will say, release them. Beloved, I want you to command every creating thing that God created, both the throne, both the authorities, both the rulers, both the person and the people, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, cooperate with the Prevalence Church Network in Great Britain for its establishment. According to the divine order, according to the divine plan of God, without fail, cooperate with God's work for us to build according to pattern that God has given us in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I decree and declare, let everything created by God be brought in subjection to the word of the living God, for the fulfillment of every counsel, for the fulfillment of every purpose, for the fulfillment of everything that God has spoken for us to accomplish in Great Britain, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Is upon the Gekustos Osier, is upon the Gekustos Osier, and the Gekuaso. Is can be all in with an unveiled face. That's why the middle partition has been taken away. That's why the blood has presented us blameless, holy before Him, beloved, beyond reproach. That's why the blood of redemption reconciled us to God. And what does it say? Because in order for us to exercise our authority this morning, you must remember what Calvary has done. We can be bishop or anything, any hat we wear. We must know that before we are bishops, before I am a pastor, it is Calvary that made me, brought me to sonship, and gave me color, and put a decor upon my head, the crown of life. Beloved, it said, but whenever you turn to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, no more captivity. But there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So we are no longer expected to be subjected to the yoke of slavery, but as by the unveiled face, without any corruptiveness, as we behold Him in His word, we are changed. Just like Christ, everything subject to Him, a name was given to Him, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. That's why the word of the Lord came to us last night, Galatians 4, number 6. Because we are His sons, God sent His Spirit, the Spirit of His Son, into our hearts. The Spirit who calls out Abba, Father. And it was for freedom, Galatians 5, 1, that Christ has set us free. But He says, stand firm then, and do not let yourself be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. So the work of freedom was established, and therefore there is no way you and I is subjected to remain in captivity again, because it has been settled. Therefore, you are going to say this unto the hearing of the Lord against the devil. You are saying, it was for freedom that Christ, by the blood of redemption, has set me free from the yoke of harassment, demonic oppression, yoke of slavery, yoke of demonic failure in life and in destiny. Therefore, I shall no longer be subjected to any arms of darkness assigned to pull me down, assigned to attack me, assigned to oppress me, assigned to intimidate me. In the mighty name of Jesus, it was for freedom that Christ has set us free, no longer to be subjected to the yoke of slavery. I enforce my freedom. I declare my freedom. I enforce my freedom. I declare my freedom. Usopiondega custozoze. Esoprondege custozo. Endege quaso. Endege custozo. Esu ilaba crossozie. Estondege calibrusozie. Esapanda gayandosi ate. Elebrendege quaso, istondo gociato, engeke custo socie, indalaboso, e name of the Lord Jesus. And going back to part two of what was started in the midnight hour. The rooting out of every satanic, demonic, spiritual horn of darkness that wants to prevent our rising. Just in 5 minutes, it is probably going to be challenging to go through what we went through last night. So I can't go into the details. But beloved, our text was taken from the book of Zechariah, chapter number 1. You can read from verse 12 to verse 21. Zechariah, chapter number 1. You can read on your own from verse 12 to 21. Beloved, where the angel of the Lord appeared and was communicating with Zechariah. The angel of the Lord saw Jerusalem, the cities of Judah that have been invaded. Beloved, and the people have been taken into captivity according to the prophecy of Jeremiah. They were all in Babylon. Beloved, the choice men have been displaced. They were taken away from their land. The angel of the Lord, the skilled warrior of God, said to the Lord, are you not going to look on Jerusalem and the cities of Judah with mercy and compassion against the rage of the enemy that took them away? So they didn't come and take them lightly. They took them by force. And that's why Psalm 2 said, why did the heathen rage? Why did their kings imagine against them? They imagine vain things. Beloved. And he said, the Lord who sits in the heaven laughs at them. And he will have them in total derision because he will bring them into account for the wickedness that they have done. Beloved, and as the word begins to go on, the Lord told him, go and proclaim to Jerusalem, because I am jealous over my people. Tell Zion, I'm making a demand to what is really mine. That's why you saw this morning, he has purchased us. We belong to him. We don't belong to any demonic, satanic, wicked horn of darkness that wants to illegally invade any life or affect any life. Beloved, he said, I am angry with the nations who are at ease, who fell secure. For while I was only a little angry with my people, they fought the disaster against the people of Israel. Beloved, he said, but I am returning to Jerusalem with mercy and compassion. And my house shall be built in it, says the Lord of hosts. And then he showed him the atrocities of the wicked who were the powers behind the scattering of God's people. He saw them like for us. God said, I must return back to my own people. I will come back to them, and prosperity will overflow again in Zion. I will comfort Zion, and I will again choose Jerusalem. He said, then I look in verse 18, and I saw four horns So I asked the angel who was speaking with me, what are these? What are these? Don't just look. You must learn to call questions. And he said, I ask. The angel who was speaking to me, what are these? He answered, these are the all the powerful Gentile nations that have scattered Judah, Israel, Jerusalem. But then the Lord showed me four craftsmen. And the word of the Lord says, Zechariah said again, what are these arms and craftsmen coming to do? He said, these are the powers, the arms are the powers that have scattered Judah so that no man raised up his head. Why? Because of the suffering inflicted upon them by the Gentile nation, the ungodly nation, by the wicked, because of the suffering imposed on them, because of the suffering, they have made them to suffer. But he said, but these craftsmen have come to terrify them and make them panic and throw down the arms of the nation. These craftsmen who will use the armor of the world to crack down and to destroy every arm of darkness that rose up against us. If you get a horn, beloved, of any animal, whether of a deer, the horn of a deer is always, you know, it will grow, it will shed, it will grow again. But there are animals, beloved, that once they grow a horn, that is it for life. Horn of cows don't get replaced, beloved. But when we are talking about this horn of darkness, in our days, they are spiritual, wicked instruments that the enemy uses. Beloved, I don't have much time this morning, but beloved, I want us to know that tonight there is another dimension that God wants us to look at. But beloved, I want to finish what the Lord has got me to start. I want him to go through with us. So I will quickly speak one or two things that you need to be cognizant of and take record of. What are the arms of darkness? The word of the Lord said they have an assignment to displace and to scatter men so that nobody can lift up their head, so that their head becomes bowed down, so that the princes become like a slave. Beloved, when the slaves are riding on horses and the princes are beginning to walk on barefoot, when there is personalities who are meant to sit at the back, but they took the place of those who are meant to be in front. Beloved, what are these arms of darkness? What is their impact? Beloved, they are satanic, demonic forces. Enemies that hinder progress, enemies that does not want men to move forward, enemies that displace men from their position and places of authority, enemies that make us to go away from where God has placed us. satanic forces that hindered the engathering of harvest for ministries and for churches. There are powers that oppress under a scattering spirit. Beloved, these are demonic sponsors of problems in churches that sponsors these unity, division, opposition, resistance. Beloved, to our glorious assignment, because our assignment is to raise a generation of believers that are like Christ. And if they don't trouble, make people to suffer, how is it that you will lose your focus in running the race? Beloved, they inflicted pain and problems upon the people. They are wasters of effort, time, life, destiny, and good things. Why? Because when they invent the land, if they make everyone to run away from what they have labored on, what they have worked on, what they have achieved, what they have attained, they are the powers that make people to leave their job in anger. They are the powers that want to frustrate destiny out of people's life. They are the satanic forces that want people to make mistakes at the edge of a miracle. They are enemies that sow the seed of disfavor. The Bible says that no man can lift up their head. Beloved, so they, when your head is lifted up, Psalm 121 says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, who makes the heaven and the earth. Beloved, they cannot call on God anymore. The devil that insinuated disloyalty towards God is the same enemy that is worried against the disobedient personality. And said, God, don't you know this personality is no longer aligned? They serve to be displaced. They became an instrument of cruelty. Psalm 74:20. It said, remember covenant, have grace, favor, covenant, God. For the dark places of the earth are full of cruelty. They are instruments of cruelty, instruments of discouragement, instruments of wickedness. They are satanic weapons of darkness that launches attack against personality, against destiny, against marriages and ministries, against children and adults. They are the enemies, instruments to bring us out from where God has placed us. Beloved, they are the enemy that is attacking every increase that they would have had in their own land. They could have flourished in their own land. They could have advanced and become great. They would have enlarged and become, beloved, advanced in whatever area of skill and investment that they do. They are the attacks of the enemy that comes, and you forget about what you have achieved, how you want to progress in life. They are the enemy that brings this question in order to divert our attention from God onto other things. They are the satanic, demonic personality, evil arms of darkness that put evil laws on men. Beloved, that turn a hero to a zero. Beloved, that converts a priest to a beggar. They have the power that makes men to become subjected even to the people that they were meant to rule over, situations they were meant to rule over. Beloved, this is a drainer of virtue, a stealer of destiny. They are the powers that stole men like a Daniel to the foreign land. The genius of their days, they made them, those who are meant to be recruited, they become recruited. Beloved, they turn a CEO of a company to become an employee of somebody. They are demonic arms, but these arms, they were physical, they were seen in the realm of the spirit. So they are spiritual arms. They were the forces of darkness that were propagating cruelty. But beloved, when they invaded the land, they came as the Babylonian kings. But behind those Babylonian kings that invaded the land was a spirit. And beloved, it is called the spirit of cruelty. It's called the spirit that prevented growth. It's called the spirit of displacement. It's called the powers of darkness that does not want dreams of God instead of man to find expression. Their destiny killers, beloved, and Ephesians told us who they really are. Ephesians 6:12-14, it helped us to see that they were called spiritual entities. They were called beloved authorities and powers. The beloved in Zechariah Amplified Version, said these are powerful enemies. These are powers. They look like us, but they were the spirit of the crooked and the wicked, operating from the dark places to attack destiny, to displace men. And Paul says that they were authorities of the unseen world. Against, he said they were mighty powers in the dark world. And Psalm 74:20 said, you and I must not be ignorant. It said the earth is full. The dark places of the earth is full of cruelty. Beloved, and the John, Jesus, through the mouth of Jesus, we add in John 10, verse 10, that they were stealers and they were killers. They were iron ants and they were hirelings. They are the iron ants that come into the back door. They were illegal personality that comes and have access to life in a wrong way. Beloved, these are the expressions of the devil. 1 Peter 5:8-10 tell us, it said the enemy is looking for whom to devour. It said the devil, who is our adversary, is looking for whom to devour. Beloved, I want you to know that Ezekiah did not know. They came, they looked legitimate, but they were illegal. They behaved like friends. They came to greet him when he recovered from sickness. And beloved, they brought gifts to him, but they were buying the future of the generation yet unborn from him. They got the gift, but they took his sons and his daughters to a land of captivity. They secured, beloved, with a mere gift, with a mere thing, with material things, beloved, with what is visible, invisible possession of the people. They took possession of what was good in the land. Beloved, they were friends in the daytime, but they were enemies that invaded through the back door in the nighttime. Beloved, who are these men? The word of the Lord said it. They are of their father, the devil, because there is a spirit of cruelty, spirit of wickedness that was working in them. John 8:44. Beloved, I see them. Beloved, this bit I'm living until tonight. Beloved, they are the satanic, demonic eaters of flesh, the Jezebelic spirit that turn the heart of a nation away from God and perpetuate their own demonic occultic practices in families, in homes, in community, in environment, in organizations. Beloved, they are destiny killers. That is why a Jezebel can make Elijah become depressed and suicidal. They are satanic, demonic personality who are not friends but enemies. Beloved, that is why the word of the Lord said, don't cross your hand. It said to Joshua, we saw it last night in Joshua chapter number 10, I will be with you, don't be afraid. I will give them into your hand. Beloved, and he said unto him, he said, no one of them will be standing. And he commanded the sun and the moon. He said, compared with Joshua. Joshua is fighting because as long as one of the enemy is still standing, beloved, then something is wrong. Beloved, the Lord showed me in a vision, beloved, in last night after the prayer line, I saw Psalm 18 verse 44. When the devil said, as soon as they hear of me, The enemies, they flee from their hidden places. They submit themselves unto me. Beloved, because all things are submitted to Christ, and because you are beholding him like in a mirror, all things that are subjected to Christ, as we change from the same glory, one glory to another, in this ever-increasing glory of the Lord, those things that are submitted to Christ, they are subjected to us. As he created everything for his glory, therefore, everything that aligned to him, therefore, creation must cooperate with you, it must cooperate with me, and to see us victorious. What is this, beloved? Beloved, these are the powers of Babylon that held men in captivity for 70 years plus. Beloved, but there is a spirit behind them, operating through human entity. But what you see is human being behavior, gang up of darkness. But beloved, they were instruments of cruelty that was operating through them. Beloved, but God said they will gather together. Isaiah 54:15. He said, but their gathering together is not of me. Therefore, they shall not stand. It means that they will scatter. Beloved, when Joshua arose in the midnight hours, the heavens backed him up. God threw a panic into the camp of the devil. And God begins to release stones to destroy the enemy. And God is arising this morning to confuse the language of every enemy that rose up against us in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. And destroy the powers that rage against us in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. But the honor is on you, because it showed Zechariah, the craftsman, beloved, the carpenter. Every carpenter has an armor. And this armor in the hand of the carpenter is the word of the living God. Jeremiah 23:29. Is my word not like fire? Is it not like armor that breaks the rock into pieces? The rock is stronger than the horn of darkness, because the armor of the rock of ages will crumble and shatter every horn of darkness that rose up against us in the mighty name of Jesus. And you are the believer. You are the one that has the word of God. For it has purchased us, as we saw in 1 Peter 1:23, with his incorruptible seed, the seed of the word of God that liveth and abideth forever. So when the odds are breakable, they are destroyable. But the word of God is indestructible. The word of God is beloved. It cannot be resisted, cannot be opposed. But it has the prevailing force to break down every satanic odd and to destroy every powers of darkness. And he gave the word to me and to you by covenant, by divine command. He said, Luke 10:19, I have given unto you authority and power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, to turn over every word of the devil, including the arms of darkness. He said, nothing shall my enemies touch you. So the victory that he had already concluded before the battle. 1 John 5:4. It said, everyone that is born of God has victory over the world. Beloved, and this is our victory. It's overcome by our faith in the name of the Lord Jesus. By our faith in the victory that was accomplished through the blood of Jesus. So he sent me this morning to fight in a battle that he had already concluded, and he has given unto me victory. He said to me, you are little children, you are from God, and you have overcome the world. For the one who is inside of me, the Lord is that spirit, is one that enforces victory, that releases us into freedom, is greater than he that is in the world. It takes the grace of God to do great things that you may you in, get you out in that your passageway to go to the promised land, to your glorious destiny. They said we know about I. You know you were defeated before, but God by his sovereign power is the one they were looking at. They were talking about supernatural victory. Supernatural victory is unattainable until man begins to start to walk. Until you are ready to pursue what has pursued you. Until you are ready to fight what is fighting you. Until you are ready to say enough is enough. And with the spirit of enough is enough this morning, we are going to declare war against the adversary. So you are that instrument of God. The angelic host of God, the angel Michael and his angels, they war against the dragon, the devil, the Satan, who is the father of every personality that engaged the crooked instrument to war against Israel. Beloved, Revelation said he prevailed over Satan. And beloved, the prevailing power given to the angels, God said in Psalm 8, verse number 3 or so, what is man that you are mindful of him, that you have made him a little lower than the angel? You have placed everything underneath his feet. You have given him a prevailing power. You have given unto him the ability to pull down the powers of the enemy and to render useless every arm of darkness that rose up against us, regardless of their form, regardless of their shape, regardless of the hour. We have seen them manifest in setting and downing with power. Power is not for decoration, my friend. Power is not for, beloved, grammatical correctness. Power is to be exercised. Power is given to do something. And therefore, enough is enough. I want you to shout, enough is enough now. I rise against every odds of darkness that is preventing my progress. Every odds of darkness assigned to keep my head down, assigned to humiliate me, assigned to embarrass me, assigned to war against my destiny. I declare war against every odds of darkness from my father's house, troubling my destiny. I rise against every odds of darkness from this environment, from this nation that is troubling my destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus, every local and international odds of darkness assigned to displace me, I come against you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. It's upon the custos of you.
Expire by fire in the mighty name of Jesus.
and fire have been burnt to ashes. What some of us have done, we misunderstand and misappropriate the workings of faith. We thought it is, we even, when we talk about confessing the word of the Lord, we don't understand that it comes from your spirit. So when you just confess it in your head and nothing happens, you get upset. You get so upset and you think that God's word does not work. And you are thinking, what is the point? Because the following day, you think, nothing happened. Because it's not coming from your spirit. The woman with the issue of blood, she saw, she was already down. So the only place she can reach is the hem of Jesus' garment. In the secret of her heart, she saw the issue of her healing. She had, like you had the word of God today, she had what God, what Jesus has done. And she said, if I may touch his garment, I will be healed decisively. So I saw the devil vacating your life. I saw the devil, beloved, losing their own over your life. I saw the God terrorizing the enemy. That is why Psalm number 35, it begins to say in verse number 2, David said, take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for my help. Draw out also the spear and stop the way against them that persecutes me. Say to my soul, I am thy salvation. It doesn't have any time to waste. Life is facing a decisive moment. Beloved, it said, put on your armor, take off your shoes, prepare for battle, come to my end, lift up your spear and javelin against those who pursue me. Let them hear you say, I will give you victory. Bring shame, disgrace on those trying to kill me. Turn them back and humiliate those who want to harm me. Blow them away like chaff in the wind. Beloved, a wind sent by the angel of the Lord make their path dark and slippery, with the angel of the Lord pursuing them. So what is he saying? He said, there is another set of craftsmen, angelic host of God. These are the personalities that were meant to serve you and I, who are heirs of salvation. And what is their job? They are to obey the commandment of God. Beloved, Psalm 103 verse 20, it said, bless the Lord, you his angels, mighty in strength. The horn of darkness is their power. The power that the people from the dark world oppress from. It is the spirit of the devil that strengthened them to invade the land. But beloved, there is a superior power that he gave to you, he gave to the angels. We saw yesterday, the out of the mouth of babes, he has ordained praise to silence the enemy. He said the angels are mighty in strength. They perform God's word. And God's word is saying to you, he said, for those who are born of God, you have overcome the world. For greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So the angelic host of God, they will want to together with us because we are heirs of salvation. Beloved, Hebrews chapter 1:14, it said, are not all angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation? They are instruments of victory. So when Zechariah was seeing the vision, the angel was saying, on behalf of Zion and Jerusalem and Judah, when will you show mercy, O God, and compassion against this host of army that rose against them? And God said, I will be jealous for my people to rescue them. And he said, I will judge the ants that held them captive. Beloved, so the angel of the Lord, in every church there are angels. Every believer has an angel. When David said, goodness and mercy shall follow me, those are the angels that are angelic hosts that accompany us. Beloved, because that is the command, that is the nature of God, that is the character of God. Beloved, so you will see that God went before his people. He was their rear guard. He was fighting for them. Beloved, he positioned angels, beloved, to come and stand even for Daniel to bring the good news. But beloved, he also raised an angel, Michael, to fight, the one that defeated Satan. Beloved, to fight on behalf of Angel Gabriel and defeat the principality, the satanic horn of darkness that wants to stand in the way of the good news, of the answers that Daniel was waiting for. So this morning, you are going to lift up your voice. You are going to say, oh God, my Father, by the covenant of your word, mobilize the angelic host, the ministry spirit that you have assigned to minister to me for me and on my behalf. The ministry spirit that obey the commandments of your word. Lord, send them further across the nations of the earth to defend me, to destroy the arms of darkness. Assign against my rising. Destroy the arms of darkness. Assign against my promotion. Destroy the arms of darkness. Assign against my recovery. Destroy the arms of darkness. Assign against my lifting. The arms of darkness. Assign against my heritage in Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus. It's upon the custos of here. It's upon the quasas here. It's upon the cosiato. And the quasos here. It's upon the custos of here. It's on the love of the earth. And the quasate. It's upon the quasa. And the quasos here. It's on the leprosos here. It's upon the custos of here. It's a suprunda gas. It's on the quaso. And the quasos here. It's upon the quasi. It's upon the custos. And the custos here. It's on the lavosa. It's upon the quaso. It's in the leprosa art. And the quasos here. And the quaso. And the custoso is done the gequazo, is done the gecustoso, and le prende gaso, and so pronde gecustoso, is done the gecustosia, in the gequazo, is done the gecusto le brandosa, and so pronde gecustosa, and gequashete, in la bongro socie, and so pronde gequazasia. And the Gequazosie, and the Gequazosie, and the Custososie, and the Labacucusosia, and the Quashate, and the que custo socie, eso tonde que libro socie, eso piando coco socia, ende que cuasa, in the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, that is why some people, all that you know is that a force presses you down. When they press you down in your sleep, and you wake up, and you are wondering who has pressed me, it is the honor of darkness. Beloved soul, they come in the night when they press it down, and in the daytime, achieving result becomes impossible. I have seen people calling me and said that they were pressed down, they were suffocated in their sleep. Some wake up from their sleep coughing, but some, beloved, can't remember their dream and they think that it is saliva that enter into their whatever, into their trachea. They didn't know that it was the enemy that came to press down in the nighttime in order to make resolve unattainable, to in order to make it impossible to achieve what God has ordained. Therefore, you and I, we are going to share this morning, my Father, by the covenant and the blood of Jesus, locate every satanic arm operating to any human personality, to any demonic entity, to any satanic forces, to press me down in the daytime, on the nighttime, to subject me to ridicule, to subject me to shame, to subject me to humiliation in my career, in my ministry, in the work of my hands. Father, locate them by your thunder and your fire. Destroy them. Locate them by your thunder. Locate them by your fire. Destroy them. Locate them by your thunder. Locate them by your fire. Destroy them. Locate them by your thunder. Locate them by your fire. Destroy them and burn them to ashes in the mighty name of Jesus. In Sotolaka Kuasosia, in Sotondege Kustosia, in Lobrondega Kuasa, in Dege Kuasosia, in Stondalovasi Ike Kuaso, in Sotua, in Dege Kuaso, in Dege Kustososia, in Dege Kuaso, in Dege Kustososia. Endronige quaso, endege colibru socie, endege cosiato, endege quasa, ingege che quaso socie, endege quaso, endaga custo socie, istondogo custo socie, illa baba quasate, illa baba quaso socie, endege quaso, se endronogos, illa cacuaso. Endege quaso, endege custo socia andala boso, endege quasa, endege quaso socie, endege custo socie, endege che libro socia, estondolo bo libro socate, endege custo socate, endege quaso socie, enda custo socia, endege che libro socate. Endege quasa, andege quasa, ende custo socie, esso prondege quasa, il lobo custo socie, esso prondege cosiate, endege che libro socia, endege con libro socie, endege quasa sie, endege quasete, ondega custo socie, endege che libro socate, ende custo socie. Esso prondege quasa, endege quasa, istondo lobosi ato, endege cucuzosia, endege che nebrusa ate, endege quasa, ando lobosi ate, me quato, ondogo custosia, endege calibrusosie, endege quasa, enda cucuzosie, endega quasosia. Estondogo custososie, esso prondege quasa, estondogo golibrusosie, endege quasa, endaca cucubusosa, indolobosiate, endege quasa, endaleke kekutolobosia, endege quasa. kosie eza kuashete ila brondege kuaso enda kakuku zozosie ezo brondege kuaza enda kekusto zosie enda labongo si ate ezo brondege kelibruzo ote enda kakusto zosie endege kuaza endege kusto zosie ezo brondege kuazo ezo pandege kusto zosie ila bagogo gogo shiate enda kakusto zonde ligraso ate istondo lobo si ito enda kakuaza zie endege kuazo zie in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, so the us is the power of the enemy, the power of the wicked that rage against God's people, but it has a decided destiny that God has said must happen to those demonic operations and the operators of darkness. The word of the Lord says concerning the powers that rage against God's people, God said they must be cut off. He said they shall perish. That is the conclusion of heaven. That's what he said unto Joshua. He said, don't be afraid. I have given them into your hand. Victory is already decided. Calvary decided it. And he said, none of them will be able to stand before you. It shall be impossible for them to still be standing when the battle is over. God said they will perish, every one of them. When God threw panic in Joshua chapter number 10, they begin to run in front of a Joshua and his men, and God threw thunder and hailstone upon their head. And beloved, they were terrorized, they were terrified. The terrorizers became terrified. Beloved, and God killed most of them. Beloved, by himself, supernaturally, beloved, in their staggering, in their somersaulting, they were landing. God was locating them to destroy them. Therefore, you are saying, Lord, my Father, whether it's in my house or it doesn't matter where, Psalm 75. Let us read Psalm 75, and I'm going to read from verse 4. Psalm 75, I read from verse 4. The word of the Lord begins to speak thus. I said to the arrogant, do not boast, and to the wicked, do not lift up the horn of your self-glorification. Because they pride themselves in their strength and in their power. He said, do not lift your deviant, aggressive horn on high. Do not speak with a stiff neck. For not from the east, nor from the west, nor from the desert comes exaltation. But God is the judge. He puts down one and lifts up another. For a cup of his wrath is in the hand of the Lord. And the wine forms. It is well mixed and fully spiced, and it pours out from it. and all the wicked of the earth must drink it and drink down to its dregs. But as for me, I will declare it and rejoice forever. I will sing praises to the God of Jacob. And the arms of the wicked, God will cut off. But the arms of the righteous, he will lift up. When he takes the arms of the wicked in your workspace, beloved, on the home front, beloved, in the ministry and in our careers, in the life of our children to be destroyed, in order for the righteous all to be exalted like a horn of a unicorn. And beloved, so we increase in power as godly people, but the power and the strength of the wicked must be destroyed. Jesus said, for this purpose, the Son of God is manifest for this purpose. The Son of God is manifested to destroy the works of the evil one. 1 John 3:8. He didn't destroy some, he destroyed all. And he gave us power over all the works of the wicked. Therefore, you and I, we are going to lift up our voices. Give me some time. I'm not going to finish 7 o'clock. You are going to lift up your voice. And you are saying every iron hand of a person like a devil like a person. Every iron hand of an entity from my father's house. Every iron hand of an entity from my mother's house, every iron hand of an entity from my environment operating with spiritual wicked on to rage against my destiny, my God-given opportunity, be terrorized, some assault and die, be terrorized by thunder, some assault and die. The Lord terrorize you today. Receive thunder and fire. Some are soul die. Be burned to ashes. Some are soul die. Be burned to ashes. Some are soul and die. Be burned to ashes. Some are soul and die. Be burned to ashes. Some are soul and die. Be burned to ashes. Some are soul and die. In the mighty name of Jesus. The wicked does not have any inclination of mercy. The victory has been established, but it is for us to take. It is our responsibility to take hold of what God has taken a hold of us for. Beloved, so it is important that you know that when the Babylonian came, after the recovery of Hezekiah, they didn't come as an enemy. They came like a friend. Beloved, they came as if they were interested in his recovery. Here is the word of the Lord. They came in 2 Kings chapter 20. They came in deceptive way. This is after the man has gone through hardship. They are the enemy that come after you have broken through and deceptively and cunningly worm their way into one's heart so that they can hurt people in the future. They are the enemy that sweet talk people. Beloved, Isaiah spoke to him, to Hezekiah. He said, hear the word of the Lord, behold, the days will come. These same people who came in verse number 12 with letters that was presented to Hezekiah. They said, we heard that you've gone through a lot of challenges. Hezekiah acted unto them in 13 and showed them all the house of his precious things. Me, I need prayer. You need prayer to be spiritually guided. And don't sell your tomorrow today to the hand of the wicked. They came in just recovered. They said, here's the letter. Here is the present for you. Beloved, it takes the living that they come to celebrate. And they said to him, Hezekiah, he hearkened to them, he showed them all the house of his precious things, silver and the gold, and the spices and the precious ointment, and all the house of his armor, every instrument of war, and all that was found in his treasures. What have they given us? You can say that it was Hezekiah, but I do it too. When you don't know that you are dealing with an enemy and not a friend. The Bible says there was nothing in his house, not in all his dominion, that Hezekiah does not show them. Because they look friendly, they look like comforter, they look like encouragers, they look like people who feel sorry for you, they look like people who are on his side. But it was a setup. They smoothed their way into Isaiah. Hezekiah's life, they look like friends, but they were enemies who had their eyes on the future. On the future of people yet to be born. They test your capability, beloved, they let you think that they are right, but they are very wrong. Peter said, no, we know no man after the flesh. God spoke unto Samuel. He said, man look at the outward appearance, but God look at the heart. And that is the place where we make mistakes. Jesus, John 2:24, he knew all men. He knew the enemy and the friend. That is why he can talk about Judas before Judas messed up. It was not strange. It was not a shock for him. He already knew it was going to happen, so he was prepared. Hezekiah had 15 more years added to his life, but that 15 years is secure trouble. When we've just gone to stop and just get a little breakthrough, that is not the time to stop praying. That is the time to guard yourself and to pray some more. He showed them everything. He told them everything. He gave them what they need to know where to go when they come and invade this land. He revealed the secret to them that they needed to capture a generation of men. He didn't know. They went after they have seen everything. Isaiah the prophet said to him, what said this man? Where have they come from? Oh, they have come from a far country. They came from a place far beyond. Where they came from to come and show me mercy, it cost them a lot. They loved me this much. They did this much for me. They helped me this way. They extend a loving hand to me when I was lonely, when I have nobody to stand by me, so I can just open up and tell them everything. But he didn't know that the arms were walking into them. Beloved, Hezekiah was ignorant. But Isaiah told him, what do they say that will cause you to do this for them? I like the way Amplified wrote verse 13. It said, Hezekiah listened to and welcomed them and foolishly showed them all his treasure. House. It is like a Delilah asking Samson, show me the source of your power. Show me the source of your power. A visitor that you saw once and took him round the block so that I can come and empty the house. A visitor and not a friend. He foolishly showed them everything. There was nothing in his house, palace, nor in all Israel that Hezekiah did not show them. He thought they were friends. It can happen to anybody. He might even be the apples for somebody that God is going to give you victory over. Because the people that are called friends, they were real enemy that appear in the night, befriended in the day, and come through the back door. Isaiah the prophet came to the king Hezekiah and said, what did this man say to you? Did they remote control you? How did they manipulate you that will cause you to do this for them? From where have they come to you? He said they have come from a far country. From Babylon. Don't you remember the prophetic word that these are enemies and not friends? The enemy appears as friend and makes us to let down our guard. Isaiah said, what they seen in your house, what is it that they have seen? Is there everything that is in my house that is in the palace? There is nothing in my treasures that I have not shown them. I can deal with children. But when an adult comes to a place one time and their hand is everywhere, everywhere you don't send them, in your house, in your office, they are touching. They are very loose. And that is an illegal behavior that should not be tolerated. It is a very bad habit. If you can't stay where you are placed, but beloved, these people were ushered in by Hezekiah himself. And he said to him, he said, behold, in 17, the time is coming when everything that is in your house and that your fathers have stored up until this day will be carried to Babylon. Nothing will be left, says the Lord. And some of your sons' descendants who will be born to you will be taken away as captives. And they will become Enoch, servants in the palace of the king of Babylon. They were princes, beloved. They become servants. Hezekiah said, you have spoken, what you said is good. For he thought, is it not good if at least there will be peace and security in my time? Wicked personality, ignorant man, traded tomorrow today. I want you to lift up your voice as we round up this session. And you are saying, every demonic, satanic entity, personalities, operating with the wicked on of cruelty and of darkness, in the night, behind my back, but appear as a friend to derail me, to demote me, to deny me of my opportunity to empty my heritage and to take what belongs to me from me. What are you waiting for? Somersault and die. Somersault and die. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Somersault and die. 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 In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Below. voice, and you have said every matter of darkness, engaged by any witchcraft author, from every diviner's author, from any author of magician, from any author of any sorcerer, to pound and to destroy my destiny and to stop my glorious opportunity. I command you, receive thunder, receive fire, and hailstone from heaven. I break you down. I shatter you into pieces. 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 Receive the thunder of God from heaven. Receive the fire and the hailstone of God. Be shattered. Be shattered to pieces. Be shattered to pieces. Be shattered to pieces. Be shattered to pieces. Be shattered to pieces in the mighty name of Jesus. Be shattered to pieces in the name of Jesus. In Labakosaate. Beloved, I want to stop, but I realize as I need to deal with this now. You are going to say every coven of witchcraft engaging demonic matter to pound my affairs, to destroy my progress, to pound even the good faith that God has promised me, to eat up my flesh and to drink up my blood. What are you waiting for? Receive thunder, receive the hailstone of fire from God. Receive the fire of God. Be destroyed. Be consumed by fire. 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 In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. It's upon the Gekwaza. Ilake Kustos Osir. Eso Tuada. Kalika Kustos Osir. Esso prondega custososia, endega quasa, endega custososia, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I want you to lift up your voice and you say, evil spiritual wicked out of darkness, assigned to press me down, assigned to prevent me from lifting up my eyes, and assigned to deny me of my opportunity, assigned to close down my destiny, backfire on your own, backfire on your own, in the mighty name of Jesus, backfire on your own, backfire on your own, backfire on your own, backfire on your own, in the mighty name of Jesus, backfire now on your own, backfire, backfire on your own, backfire on your own, backfire on your own. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Ella Kakukukusosia, Esoprondega Custosia, Esoprondega Custolia, Illa Prondega Custososia, backfire, 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 in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, Esoprondega Custososia. Esso pondega quasa, illa baba quashete, esso pondega quasa, in the mighty name of Jesus. The word of the Lord said, I am jealous for my people. What is rightfully mine cannot be taken. Beloved, so you are going to say to the Lord two more prayers, and you will say to the Lord this morning, I wanted to say, every gang up of environmental witches and gang up of witches from my father's house, from my foundation, and from my environment, networking with demonic interference. fire. Scatter by fire. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore you said to the Lord, my Father, remember the covenant of mercy by the blood of Jesus. Lord, do something unusual in my life today. Recover for me my promotion. Recover for me my opportunity. Recover for me my victory. Put in my hand my new song. Put in my hand my opportunity. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, recover for me. Recover for me. Recover for me. Recover for me. In the name of God the Father. In the name of God the Son. In the name of God the Holy Spirit. Is upon the Gekwaza. In 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 the Gekwaza. Is on the Gukustos. Is a Priandaga Custosie. Ende ge custoso si, ende ge custoso, ende ge quaso, e soprunda ge custosi, ende ge custoso, e stala ba custasa, e stonda ge quasa. Let my glorious opportunity, let it begin to emerge now. Let my victory manifest now. Let the help I need manifest now. Let the favor I need manifest now. Let my opportunity locate me now. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, let every denied opportunity be recovered. Let every prolonged delay opportunity begin to come my way now. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, it's upon the Gakwazo. Esso prundige kukusosie, ende ga kwaza, ende ga kustososie, esso prunda asa. Beloved, I said last thing but one more. The Lord just reminded me of this. And I think I mentioned something yesterday, but in the midnight hour, but I didn't see it this way. The battle that Joshua took on was not his fight. It was the fight of the five Amalekite king against the king of Jerusalem, against the Gibeonites. So Joshua was an helper of destiny. He was an helper. But beloved, the elements were going down on him. So they wanted to attack an helper. In the same way Jesus was going with his disciples to the other side to get the madman of Gadara. But there was a wind on the way, a storm on the way that wanted to stop him. And when the helpers are stopped, the individual cannot be reached. Therefore, it is important that you pray for your helper. Everything, there are things you can't do by yourself that God has put helpers in the pathway of your life. When you pray for your pastor, you are praying for yourself. When you pray for your Joshua, you are praying for yourself. When you are praying for your Paul, you are praying for yourself. When you are praying for the people that God has raised as the helpers of your destiny, why is it at your own time that the helpers are attacked? The whole idea is so that they can reach you. And so that the enemy wants to continue to trouble. But you are saying no more. It is not permitted. And that is why you are going to arise this morning. And you have sent every demonic evil on. Personalities of darkness that is threatening to attack or that is attacking the efforts of my destiny, I command you to die after the order of Jezebel. I command you to Amalekites, in the name of Jesus, every instrument of satanic attack assigned against the efforts of my destiny, whether attack financially, attack on the job, attack in business, attack in ministry, what are you waiting for? Die, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, it's upon the equator. Beloved, I want you to say, my Father, let the helpers of destiny that you have ordained aside for me, let the Paul meet my Timothy, let the Elijah locate me for my release, let the helpers of destiny that you have ordained for me, let them reach me now. Lord, let my life be receptive for the divine help that you have ordained for me. Let my destiny be receptive for the help that you have ordained for me. Usapande gakustozozia, ilake kukusosopriandaza, istonde gakustozia, istomblongrasiato, ingleke kuazo, ende gakustiate, ende gakusozozie, ezoprande gakusoza, inde gakuazo. Endege custolo prondege custosie in glonga gossiato estula banglas arte endege quaso. Let my helpers locate me now. Let my helpers have the interview. Let my helpers be able to show up. Lord, let my helpers, Lord, locate me even in the courtroom. Let them defend my cause. Let them secure my Lord. Heavenly Father, send forth my helper. Let them arise and locate me now. Isopiondega custosia. Se Andrew Nuguzasie. Estondoga ke librusosia. Istondega custosie. Esoprondega custosi. Istombonegla custoso. Se eprendega custosa. Ela bongrus tu zalie, ela ke kugusososie, endege kuasa. Let every rage of darkness against my helper backfire upon its sender in the name of Jesus. Every stone of darkness against my helper, let it backfire in the mighty name of Jesus. Every arrow of darkness shot at my helper, let it backfire on its sender. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, it's upon the gekuazo, it's upon the gekustososie, in the love of the heart. I want you to cover yourself and the helpers of our destinies with the precious blood of the Lamb of God. Elijah was an helper, but Jezebel threatened him. Tonight, every Jezebel threatening, any threat of Jezebel must be swallowed up by the Jezebel. Jezebel threatening will lead to their death and to their destruction, and they will never rise up again. In the mighty name of Jesus, I want you to say, my Father, I cover myself and my helpers of destiny, those that you have connected with me, with the precious blood of the Lamb of God. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I cover us with the blood of Jesus. I cover us with the blood of Jesus. I cover us with the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, be a wall of fire around me and the helpers of my destiny. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you this morning for the great things that you have done, because the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Therefore, to as many as believe that you have worked your work, even in our lives this morning, let there be a performance of your word in us, for us and on our behalf, without fail. in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, I decree and declare that the victory of this morning, it is permanent. Therefore, we dedicate the midnight hour into you. Lord, we have no confidence in man, but our confidence is in you. Therefore, we ask that you will prepare us, Lord, that you will ordain us, that you will instruct us, you will empower us. Lord, you will give us the grace to return in your presence and to take hold of that which you have laid hold of us in the mighty name of Jesus, that everything that will cause our head to be lifted up and to take hold, even of our glorious destiny, without fail, Lord, it shall be delivered into our hands today. In the name of Jesus, thank you for what you have done. Thank you because of the victory that you have established, the deliverance and the rescue that you have established, Lord, and releasing into our hands all that you have rightfully ordained for us because of the power that is in your name and in the blood of Jesus. We give you praise, our God. We honor you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Father, I thank you because the Egyptians that we have seen before we came on this call, we shall see them no more in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, our Father. Now unto you, the eternal King of glory, my heavenly Father who called me, who chose me to serve him as I serve his people. My Father, you that answer when I call, performing your word that you have given to me. Lord, I thank you, my Father, for you are the one that executes your word, even that you have sent me to deliver. Therefore, I thank you because you will once again do exceedingly abundantly above all that we have ever thought or imagined by the power of your Spirit that is at work in us as you perform to perfection every word that has been decreed, declared in this place of prayer today. We give you praise, our God. We worship you. We exalt your holy name in the name of Jesus. Therefore, I cover every pregnant woman with the blood of Jesus. I decree you will carry your babies to term and your babies will be delivered without any complexity in the time of life in Jesus' name. Nor shall suffer miscarriage or abortion in the name of Jesus. It is well with your spirit, your soul, and your body. I decree the baby is rightly engaged. And in the name of Jesus, there shall not be any problem. In the name of Jesus, before Zion travail, you will bring forth your children. Before the wicked midwives manifest, you will deliver your children by yourself in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. It is well with the babies and with the mother. I speak this morning into Pastor Yemi Oladele Abiodun Onodero. I command you be healed. I speak into Brother Dare, Sister Caroline. I speak unto you, Aki, Bukola, Sheyi, Shende, Sheyi, Aturu. I command you, Adefemi. I command you, David. I speak into you, Sarah Corona, Caroline, Edward. I speak unto you this morning. Everyone that is sick in any area of your life, be made whole. I send for the word of the Lord into your bone, your marrow, your joint, your intestine, into every part of your being, from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. I declare you whole. I declare you well. I declare you restored. I declare you regained even your health and your wealth in the name of Jesus. And I command your release even to fulfill destiny. Lord, those who have traveled, I soak them in the blood of Jesus, and I declare that the redeemed of the Lord shall return back unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. Every interview today is an appointment with a gainful employment in the name of Jesus that cannot be missed. Therefore, as you open your mouth wide, the Lord shall fill it, and you will return with testimony. Every case in the court, they meet with divine appointment, even with favor that brings justification. For the Lord will be a judge for us, and it will be our advocate in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Lord, I cover us with the blood of Jesus. our household, all that belongs to us, our family, and even every one of the helpers of our destiny today. We shall be located for good. We shall be remembered for good. And good news will come to us because we wait upon the Lord. In the name of God the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, I celebrate you this morning for taking time to stay on this altar.